And then the other thing, of course, is I do believe some of these UFO sightings that people are seeing are our own secret black ops type programs. I do think there's quite a bit of that going on. So we're in a world where there's a great disconnect between what's officially supposed to be existing and what actually exists. And it seems to me that that disconnect gets larger every year. So we're not supposed to have UFOs, and yet there's a zillions of them that people are seeing all the time. At some point, George, something's got to give, and this dam is going to break, and the truth is going to flood our worldview, and we're going to see a new things in a very, very new way, I believe.
Well, and you pointed out something here, Richard, which I find fascinating. There seems to be, you know, if these sightings are real, some kind of tremendous interest in us right now. Either they know something and they're trying to let us know in their own little way, or they're monitoring us for a major reason, but something's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Personally, I've felt that what we're talking about is having to do with our nuclear technology. The modern phenomenon is very much in line with our exploitation of nuclear power. I don't think that that's an accident. The earliest UFO researchers did not think that was an accident either. People like Major Donald Kehoe openly speculated that perhaps it was our untapping of atomic power in 1945 that prompted heightened interest by these others. And it wasn't just Kehoe, but people speculating within the U.S. classified world as well. Some of the memos we have indicated this type of reasoning. And it makes sense. You know, tapping into nuclear energy is orders of magnitude beyond anything that we've done in our previous history. And maybe that's what gave them a little tap on the shoulder and heightened their longstanding interest in us to the point that we really started to notice them more than ever before. If that's not the reason, I would say then it's just our general technological trajectory might be enough to do it. I mean, the fact that we're getting into computers in the 40s and 50s, and it wouldn't be difficult for them to see that we were on the fast track, and really we're about to leap into their world, as I put this a few times. Our own technology is exponentially increasing. Think about where we were as a society 100 years ago. We were still dominated by horses and wooden carts. And then we go from that to air flight, you know, airplanes and radios and all the types of transportation and communication. And we're now into an age of nanotech and soon to be intelligent computers and beyond. And so all of that within the space of about a century. We have transformed ourselves, and we're going to have the ability before very long to be dealing with these other beings, I think, in ways much more substantially than we can right now. We're going to have the tools at our disposal, I believe.
Even people, Richard, who would have been on the fence years ago, they're beginning to become believers. I've got a friend here in St. Louis. His name's Peter. I was talking with him about you tonight. And 5 years ago, would have laughed about this, UFOs and all that. Now, you know what? I think he's a believer. Why have people changed?
Well, we've interacted with this phenomenon now for, at least in an open way, more than 60 years. I think of us as a kind of, you know, in the quantum experiments where the observer, the very act of observing changes the thing that is being observed. In a way, that's us. It occurred to me. That is 60 years plus of having this phenomenon sort of out in the open now. They're observing us, and it's changing us. It's changing us in our military response. I am certain that we've developed technologies as a way to deal with them, and by recovering their technology, we've sort of increased and sped up our own development. But it's also changed us in our consciousness. Slowly, we as a civilization are starting to believe. I think that's what's happening. This sea change has happened. We see it in our popular culture. We see it in our movies and our TV shows. Not all of these are Hollywood/CIA inspirations to get us ready for the truth. I believe firmly that a lot of these are bottom-up manifestations. That is, the people themselves are forcing these changes. And we're seeing a gradual sea change in the global population vis-a-vis the topic of UFOs. And we are transforming as a result of this. So in other words, the observers, by being here, are changing us, that which is being observed. And that which is being observed is now observing them.
Have you seen the video, Richard, of the UFO over Fukushima in Japan? We've got it posted on our website.
Oh, do? Yes. Is this the one that was from German television?
I think it might have been.
Originally? Yeah. It's this elongated white object.
Yes, that's it.
Well, that's quite interesting. I've looked at this. It seems to me that I am not convinced that this is actually a UFO. I looked at it a long time, and if you notice, first of all, the German television article about it, TV piece, excuse me, did not have any mention of a UFO. At least my German's rusty, but it didn't seem like that's what they were talking about at all. And the object does appear to move, but also if you look at it carefully, the camera angle moves during that whole section. So that, in other words, you can see this. You got the Fukushima, the plant right there, and then there's this white object that does appear to be moving across the screen. And now there's mountains there, and there's also I think that there are tracks. There's a train track in the distance. I don't know if that's a train, but I do see that object's moving in conjunction with the camera movement and the change of perspective. And now I'm not pretending that I'm the final word on this, but my instinct is that this was not a UFO.
Okay. What about the dome in Jerusalem? That UFO. You've seen that
one. Oh my God. Well, that's the one, of course, that that makes us all go running in terror. Any UFO researcher, at least for myself, I don't know. I've almost lost track of the numbers of videos that have happened of the Dome of the Rock over Jerusalem.
And in different angles, too.
Absolutely. And I must say, now there's a couple that are very confidently labeled as hoaxes, and I think that's exactly right. Although even the hoaxed ones are really good. For example, one with a bunch of tourists chatting, and they see this object come down. What's that? It's a UFO. Oh, my God. And then it takes off. Well, that image, it seems to me, has been very definitively shown to be a JPEG, the image itself, because there's no motion. There's nothing moving in there. And all of the lights seem identical to each other, except this moving thing, which was inserted into it.